January 15, 2023. Life and Times. A collection of keys. Grant will purchase electric piano. OA News at OAOA.com. With a $3,599 grant from the Education Foundation, Bowie Middle School Choir Director Imena Wolfel is poised to receive an electronic piano with memory drive that should help streamline choir operations at Bowie Middle School. The grant, titled A Collection of Keys, was the first for Wolfel. As you can tell, we share one accompanist with the entire district from those schools. What we do is we sometimes record his accompanying tracks. The cool part about these pianos that we are receiving through the Education Foundation is that you can record on here, transpose music, and you can stop, pause, rewind, which is a really, really cool resource to have when you can't always have your piano player here in person. It is a great tool and resource that we can use whenever our accompanist is not here, Wolfel said. They were able to order one piano, which she noted will never need tuning. They also just received a Promethean board that can be used with the piano and to display sheet music. We're still hoping that we can also get this other software with the money that we were blessed with. It's a software where you can transpose music instead of inputting it note by note. You can take a picture of it and upload it, and it'll change it to whatever key you need, which is extremely necessary for middle school voices, Wolfel said. Sometimes the keys composers write in is not necessarily what best fits their voices. Some years we'll get sixth graders where they'll already have changed voices, and sometimes we get years where they have unchanged voices or half and half, she said. They have to arrange the music to help fit students' ranges and help them be successful. Wolfel said the grant will not only help students this year, but in years to come. We are lucky to have one of the pianos, but we have two directors here and we split up a lot. So it's helpful to have. In one room we have one that does transpose to all the keys, but then the other one we're like, oh no, we kind of have to transpose in our head, which we can do that, but it takes a while sometimes, she added. There are about 180 students in the program, and the choir directors see them for about 45 minutes. Some 25 to 30 minutes of that is rehearsal time. We are thankful that we get them 5 times a week. Definitely, with our rehearsal schedules for our concerts, we have a month and a half to prepare for our next concert. It gets tricky sometimes, Wolfel said. This was the first time she had written a grant to the Education Foundation. They are such a great foundation, and we are so blessed that they partner up with ECISD. We are definitely lucky. We are indebted to them. They are fantastic. We see all of the work that they do for this community, and like I said, they are also inputting that legacy of they are not just helping current students, but they are helping next year's and the year after that, she said. Alexa Duran is the assistant choir director. I think it's so awesome, Duran said of the grant. Sharing this one when we split up into sections, like it's nice when we're in here, and then when we go to another room, we kind of have to transpose in our head or in our fingers. So now having a second one that'll give us the opportunity to do that, change tempos. Our pianist doesn't have to come as often because we can record and we can play in both rooms. So it's really awesome. Very excited, Duran said. This is Wolfel's 5th year at Bowie. She was at Crockett for 3 years before that. She is from Del Rio and earned her bachelor's degree in music and her master's in curriculum and instruction, both from Angelo State University. She met her husband, who is from Amarillo, in San Angelo. Wolfel said she didn't always want to be a teacher. When I went to Angelo State University, I wanted to do the performance route, do the bachelor's in music, but not in education, she recalled. Her advisor told her, they were almost the exact same courses, and she should have the education degree as a backup. She didn't want that, but her advisor told her to think about it. I did some observations, because you have to do some with education courses. I started doing those, and I was like, okay, all right. Then one student taught, and I absolutely fell in love. I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this and get paid. Yes, please, Wolfel said. She was immediately thankful to her advisor. She student taught at Angela State at Glynn Middle School. Then after that, I was a permanent substitute for the choir there because the teacher that I did my student teaching for had surgery. I absolutely fell in love with that middle school music and just those kiddos. At that age, I feel like they're right smack in the middle. Many people are like, ew, middle schoolers. But I was like, they're amazing. They're just funny, and they definitely need people in their life. Cheerleaders, Wolfel said. She thought she could provide that for those kids. I've loved that middle school age. I don't think I'll ever leave middle school, Wolfel said. Master Gardeners, Experience the Joy of Master Gardeners by Emmy Olmschneider. Master Gardener. On January 14, orientation for the new Permian Basin Master Gardener PBMG class started. If you have not signed up, I would encourage you to do so. It isn't too late. This year, I will have been a PBMG for 20 years, and I have never regretted the decision I made back in 2002. So why is that? Being part of the PBMGers changed my life on so many levels because of three reasons. First, there was the training. I did not grow up in West Texas. I had previously gardened in rain-rich areas. But when I moved to Midland, I could not grow anything. I felt like a garden failure. PBMG training provides the skills and resources to make gardening dreams a reality in our arid lands. Today, in our sterile urban setting, my yard provides much-needed habitat for native wildlife and year-round fruits and vegetables for me, including bananas, figs, apples, peaches, blackberries, salad greens, artichokes, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, and herbs. And the training I received was not just about plants. As I developed my gardens, I personally retrofitted the pop-up sprinklers to water-saving drip irrigation, saving water and lowering my water use. And then there are the yearly Texas or New Mexico Master Gardener meetings. I have attended both, made new friends, and learned so much. Second is the camaraderie of PBMGs. My best friends are former and current members of PBMG. So why is that? In the beginning days, I always found someone to answer my questions and listen to my ideas. PBMGs share plants and seeds as freely as advice and taught me everything from how to plant native seeds to how to care for my backyard chickens. I know I can text, call, or talk to other master gardeners and get my questions answered. Third, we all need gardens. Gardens are meditative places. I know that intuitively, we know that gardens help one relax, unwind, and ponder new ideas. In my garden, there are no lawnmowers, leaf blowers, electrical tools, or chemical smells. There is a calming rhythm to garden chores, which focuses my attention and reveals details I might easily miss. Swallowtail eggs on the parsley and larvae of ladybugs, which look like miniature Gila monsters. I am surrounded by so much beauty that seems to spill out from one individual plant and then fills the whole garden. There are constant invitations for quiet reflection, watching a butterfly unfurl his wings as he struggles in the transition from larvae to adult, the taste of the first spring green after a long brown winter, the smell of chocolate daisies, and the sound of bumblebees and hummers going about their daily routine. When I'm confronted by the stress of life, I prescribe myself garden therapy, a long period of time spent in contemplation and physical work in my garden. During the pandemic, I found that working in a garden is a form of release. So, to make your garden dreams a reality, download your application form and come to the orientation. We look forward to meeting you. If you have questions, call the AgriLife office in Odessa at 498-4071 or in Midland at 686-4700. Additional information and our blog for access to past articles is available at westtexasgardening.org. Click on Resources. Permian Basin Master Gardeners Class Schedule. Class schedule will take place from 9 a.m. to noon on the following dates, location, and topics. January 14, Midland Extension Office, Information and Orientation. January 21, Online Extension Office, Tree Care. January 28, Odessa, Tree Biology. February 4, Online, Earthkind. February 11, Midland, Soil and Composting. February 18, Online, Plant Growth and Development. February 25, Odessa, Botany. March 4, Online, Turf Grass. March 11, Midland, Landscape Plants. March 18, Online, Plant Pathology. March 25, Odessa, Vegetables. April 1, Online, Fruit. April 8, Good Friday, No Class. April 15, Online, Water and Irrigation. April 22, Odessa, Entomology and IPM. April 29, Online, the Extension MG Program and VMS. Classes or speakers are subject to change without previous notice. About the PBMG Program, classes will be in person and online. In-person classes will be held at Midland County Extension Office or Ector County Courthouse. Online classes will be pre-recorded videos with the option to attend the live presentation. You must pass background check, attend all class in person and online, complete all quiz requirements, one quiz per class open book, complete 60 hours of volunteer time, including 5 hours at food bank, 5 hours at farmer's market, 5 hours at kids, cows, and more, 5 hours at plant sale, and 5 hours at help desk. For more information, contact Sarah Moran at 432-686-4700 or sara.moranduran@ag.tamu.edu. Pets of the Week. Archer, a 3-month-old male kitten, and Asher, a 2-month-old male pit mix, need to be adopted into a good home. To adopt Archer or Asher or any of the other pets at the Humane Society of Odessa, stop by 7012 Mockingbird Lane, call 432-257-4311, visit www.odessahumanesociety.org, or leave a message at facebook.com/Humane Society of Odessa. The Humane Society of Odessa is a no-kill pet adoption shelter, and all their pets require spay-neuter contract along with an adoption application. Adoption fees for pets start at $75. To help support HSO, donations are welcomed at tinyurl.com/279URB4S. Donations will go towards kennels, cat house, and adoption center. Senior Centers, January 16 through January 20, 2023. North Side Center, 1225 North Adams Avenue, 337-5281. Weekdays, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The center has pool tables, dominoes, table games, and more. Monday, center is closed for MLK Day. Tuesday, 1 p.m. bingo, 1 p.m. bridge. Wednesday, 10 a.m. exercise, 1 p.m. busy hands. Thursday, 9 a.m. Queenagers crafts, noon card group. Friday, 10 a.m. exercise, 1 p.m. bingo, 1 p.m. Bridge. South Side Senior Center, 900 South Dixie Boulevard, 337-4531. Weekdays, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The center has pool tables, dominoes, table games, and more. Monday, center is closed for MLK Day. Tuesday, 9:30 a.m., Spanish Bible Study, 10 a.m., Sunrise Club, 10:30 a.m., Exercise. Wednesday, 9:30 a.m., English Bible Study, 10:30 a.m., Exercise. Thursday, 10:30 a.m., Exercise, 12:30 p.m., Bingo. Friday, 10 a.m., Lotería. OA Life at OAOA.com.
This is Jane, reading for the OA for Saturday, January 14th. Leaving a Legacy. Innovation Officer makes large fossil donation. As he exited Ector County ISD, Chief Innovation Officer Jason Osborne gifted the district with close to 1,000 fossils he's found on swamp dives along the East Coast. He unveiled a sampling from what he's collected from at least 7 states across the country on Thursday. They included whale bones, urn fossils, shells, shark teeth, and coral. They were on display Thursday at the Whitaker Building near Odessa High School for teachers, Innovation Office staff, and Chris Stanley, ECISD Board of Trustees Secretary and University of UTPB Associate Professor of Art. Osborne had been with the district for about 6.5 years and will become Chief Business Officer for Sideglass, a virtual reality software company. Their software enables you to see in 3D or 4D over time form through virtual reality. His last physical day with ECISD was Friday, but his last contract day is February 1. He will be working from home, so his wife Ashley, the Executive Director of Talent Development, is staying on. The bones in the whale bone is all from Blackwater Swamps of Virginia and found via scuba diving and in the same locations as the expeditions that were featured on National Geographic and Discovery Channel. When they were working with me on both those programs, this is the same location of the material that came from out of there. A lot of the scientifically significant material made it mostly to the Calvert Marine Museum in Southern Maryland, Osborne said. He said he's been collecting fossil fuels since he was 7 or 8 years old. I lived on a farm in Pennsylvania, and I would go down to the creeks and crack open slate and look for fossil evidence of the prehistoric past. I was always curious about life like millions years ago, Osborne recalled. He added that he has maintained that inquisitive nature. Even to this day, I'm very, very interested in learning about the history of the Earth and the Earth's past, he said. He added that fossils can even tell you the story of an individual animal. There was a megalodon shark that was biting on this bone here, and you can see the bite mark. Think about what you can learn from the fossil evidence and what kids can learn from it. There's no better learning method than have it in your own hands and see it, touch it, and feel it, Osborne said. It was really cool to be on primetime and to share some of the discoveries. We were going into areas that most people wouldn't want to go into. So Blackwater swamps, hazardous conditions in some cases, there's bull sharks and there's trees and caverns and you can't see and you're moving around and you're feeling, so anytime that you find anything, it's just remarkable. This is evidence of some of those expeditions, Osborne said. He added that there are spots he knows he could go back to and find even more material. It takes a lot of risk to go into these sites, hence why they're there. If everything wasn't so risky and it was easy to do, everybody would be doing it. It's also a calculated risk and deciding what place to go down and doing a lot of homework. But I'll continue to do this, Osborne said. He added that being at ECISD was an awesome experience. It was a great opportunity to share some of the experiences that I had to bring into the district and share with teachers and students throughout. Inspiring youth and getting kids excited about discovery and just questioning things has been a remarkable experience. It was up to this point the most rewarding experience that I had in my careers, Osborne said. He hopes leaving the fossils with ECISD will inspire students and teachers to ask what life was like 15 million years ago, how an animal died, and what kind of stories the fossil can tell.
Good morning, this is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Three OHS musicians heading to Carnegie Hall. Three Odessa High School percussionists will be heading to Carnegie Hall next month as part of the Honors Performance Series. Gabriel Haley, an 18-year-old senior, brothers Xavier and Isaiah Cisneros will be on the trip with OHS Associate Band Director Jimmy O'Log. Xavier is a 15-year-old sophomore. Isaiah is a 17-year-old senior. O'Log said they submitted an audition tape and the best players for those instruments were chosen. Isaiah plays the snare drum, Xavier plays the marimba, and Haley plays timpani. The students and O'Log will fly out January 31st. Their program starts February 1st, and they will fly back on February 5th, O'Log said. This is the highest number of OH students that have been selected for a while. There were more than 10,000 applicants from all over the world this year, O'Log said. They will perform with students from Qatar, possibly China, Japan, and of course all around the country, he said. Isaiah said playing at Carnegie Hall is pretty exciting. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to fly out to like someplace miles and miles away to New York of all places. I think it's really insane, he added. Haley said his brother was in orchestra and played in Carnegie Hall. I'm really happy about it because I don't know how much I'll be able to continue music in college, but I really enjoyed it in high school. I don't know if I can continue with band. I won't give up music, but being able to do this one thing before I leave is something I'm really happy about because not going to college as a musician playing at Carnegie Hall is not something I'll probably have an opportunity to do again, Haley said. Isaiah said he was a little shocked to be chosen. Xavier said he felt the same way and he's pretty excited too. We don't know what to think. We don't know if we were going to make it, Xavier said. O'Log said Xavier was accepted when he was in middle school in 2020, but COVID hit and everything stopped. He's getting a chance to go now. The two said going to New York together seemed like a road trip. Isaiah said their older brother went to Carnegie Hall twice and remembers the experience very fondly. He's always hyping us up about how cool it's going to be, so that kind of gives us a lot more excitement to go, Isaiah said. Haley said there wasn't any pressure on him to go to Carnegie Hall. The main reason I went for it is because I wanted the opportunity to do something really big before I'm out of my high school. My opportunities to do something like this would be practically zero, Haley said. O'Log said it's kind of unusual to have three percussionists make it to the Honors Performance Series. The competition is pretty fierce, so you talk to them about it, and they work on their auditions, and you send it in, and you just hope that they get chosen by the talent that's out there, and luckily for me they did, O'Log said. Having all three go is gratifying for O'Log. It's very prideful for me personally. I've seen them grow up, and the incredible, rounded musicians they've become just by them growing up and working hard the past few years. It's just amazing. I sit back in awe and think about this opportunity that they're going to participate in. That's something that I only dreamt about when I was in high school and in the band, he added. While they're in New York, they plan to see a Broadway play and take a cruise around the city. Isaiah is hoping to study music in college. He's hoping to get into Berklee College of Music to pursue a jazz composition or contemporary writing or production degree. But he's already been accepted to the University of North Texas, but not yet to the music program. These Cisneros brothers are the third generation of band musicians in their family. Haley took band in middle school. I took percussion up pretty naturally, he said, but I think if there's a reason that I really wanted to continue it in high school would be going to my first night of percussion in seventh grade. Oleg said, on the business end of things, they aren't asking for donations as the musicians are paying for their trip, but if anyone would like to help out, they can donate to the Odessa High School Boosters, P.O. Box 1842, Odessa, Texas 79761. MCH volunteers read to kids. Medical Center Hospital Auxiliary Chair Cheryl Ferguson, who reads to children in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day at the hospital, Monday, stressed the importance of volunteering and wants people to know that there are many opportunities to give of their time. The national holiday also is a day of service. We would love to have you here at the hospital, and the number is 640-2249. We have auxiliary volunteers at the food bank today and Meals on Wheels. Some of our ladies are a little bit older and didn't want to get out, especially in this wind, and so, as you are aware, every elementary library has a free little library outside their building. Since there is no school today, we suggested that they get some books, they didn't have to be new, and take them to the nearest elementary school where their little free library was and take a selfie so we know you were there and then. We're going to share that in our newsletter, Ferguson said. With different voices, Ferguson read, Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears and When Martin Luther King Jr. Wore Roller Skates. The children also got to take books home with them and had a visit with Sherry Hensley and her therapy dog Jax, an Australian Shepherd and Collie Mix rescue dog. Jax did various tricks for the children, and they got to help out and play with Jax. Hensley said they will start visiting Reagan Elementary School in February, and they also make regular visits to the hospital and nursing homes.
Watching your pennies in the new year. United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk says, with food costs on the rise, there are a few more things to think about as a consumer. First and foremost, food waste. Anything that ends up in the trash adds to your increased food cost. While it may not seem like this is a culprit of your rising food cost, it's always been there. So tackle what you do have in your control first. Revamping leftovers or storing them in the freezer are the first things to come to mind. Our next favorite tip is to intentionally plan a night of just leftovers as a clean out the fridge night. It gives the whole family the opportunity to reheat their favorite meal of the week and decrease food waste. Second, while the prices in the aisles are indeed higher, not everything is. If you're not already practicing these next few tips, try implementing one this week. 1. Use store brand items. Ours are Signature, O Organics, Open Nature, Lucerne, Waterfront, Bistro. 2. Plan your meals and snacks ahead of time while also check the ads and additional digital deals on the app to save yourself from both splurge purchasing and saving more. 3. Use your rewards and make sure you gain them by typing in your phone number with those tips in mind. Here are some of our favorite items we grab when we're pinching pennies. 1. Dry beans. 2. Canned fish, packed in water. 3. Whole wheat pasta. 4. Frozen vegetables and fruits. 5. Canned vegetables and fruits. 6. Eggs. 7. Nut butter. 8. Non-fat Greek yogurt. 9. Bulk section nuts, granolas, and sweet treats, and 10. Individual portion-sized items. A lot of the items on the list are so versatile. For example, nut butters can be drizzled over your yogurt bowl for breakfast, used on your sandwich at lunch, and be used as a vinaigrette on your dinner salad. Another trick when you're watching your pennies is to look at the price per ounce and not just the overall price of the product. While this isn't all of your tips and tricks, we've got a lot planned throughout the year to make sure you're receiving the biggest bang for your buck.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1970.